Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon. My name is René Italianer, working for Cort Monard Packers and Shippers in Amsterdam, and I'm giving this presentation about air freight between the US and Europe with a subtitle, A Challenging Adventure and a Solution. And I was writing this presentation, I realized that I was not going to give any solution. I just want to give you as much information as possible that when you're dealing with an air freight shipment to or from between the US and Europe, you know what kind of questions you need to ask your transport agents and what difficulties you can face in that process. Let me briefly go through the agenda. I'll talk a little bit about air freight security regulations in Europe, types of aircrafts which can take your cargo, the different airlines, routings and airports of these aircrafts, something about couriers, and then in specific couriers who flies on full freighter flights, truck transport in Europe, and at the end we've got time for questions if there are any. So let me continue for the air freight security regulations. The most relevant regulation you need to know for Europe is the cargo must be safe for air freight before delivered to the airport. If the institute who is the shipper is a known consigner, which is basically the same above the TSA certified institutes in America, it's more or less comparable. So if the institute who is shipping the crates is a non-consigner and the fine art transport agents is also part of the secure supply chain, the crate can be delivered straight to the airport. If you are not a known consigner, the crates needs to be checked before the airlines accept them. Now, in Europe, some countries may use the swabbing system which is being used in America, but officially it's not allowed anymore in Europe. So there are three other ways in checking. It's having the crates being opened and checked in the secured area, which we, of course, don't like. The X-rays, which we prefer not to use, and when the crate is high, there's no X-ray where the crates can go through at the most of the countries, or the sniffer dogs. And that's actually the most method we use. Where you're going to have your crates checked depends on the country. In Amsterdam, it can be checked right in front of the airline, and after being checked, you can deliver to the airline. But there are other countries which do not allow that, and you need to have them checked somewhere before you deliver them to the airline. That's roughly how we work in Europe with the air freight security regulations. It's pretty straightforward. So let me continue with the types of aircraft which can carry palletized cargo. This is a picture of a full passenger aircraft with the crates underneath. Crates can go up to 62, 63 inches. Above that, it will not fit in this aircraft. The rest, it's a full passenger aircraft with no really special things you have to think about. It's the normal procedures when you're using air freight. Then there's the combi aircraft. It's actually, KLM is the only aircraft airline who is flying between America and Europe with the combi aircraft. It has here 7 pallet positions on the main deck that can carry crates up to 118 inch. And if a courier flies on the aircraft, you can see it here, it's just considered as a normal passenger aircraft. So there's no different procedures for couriers on this flight than on a normal passenger's flight. And then we continue to the full freighters. And the full freighters are getting more and more important nowadays, while the capacity of the combi flights, KLM is reducing them, and we see more and more shipments being flown on full freighter flights. These are pictures of a Boeing 747, which can carry crates up to 118 inch, it's 3 meters. But the type of aircraft means a different height. We've got 777 freighters, MD-11 freighters, and all aircraft has a different height of crates. So you can check that with your agent when you're dealing with a flight like that. It is a full freighter flight. Most of the airlines do accept couriers, but there's a limited amount of couriers which can fly on that aircraft, depending on the airline. But I'll come back to that later. So let me talk a little bit about different airlines' routings and airports. The lower deck flights, which I showed you before, they fly between the most big American and European cities, and there's no real difference nowadays. Between America and Europe, KLM still operates their combi flights. New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Houston is their destination. But over here, the full freighter flights get more important. KLM is reducing their combi aircraft. So to get your high crates to Europe up and down, the full freighters are getting more and more important. And here comes that you might meet airlines which are not that known to you. We've got Cal Cargo Airlines, which is an Israeli company. They've got a European hub in Liège, and they fly to America nowadays. You've got Airbridge Cargo, which is a Russian company, but they also fly between America and Europe. And Qatar and Singapore Airlines, you might know for their passengers flight, but they also run full freighter operations. If you use a full freighter operation, you like to know what the schedule and the routing is of that airline, because the routings may be different than you're used to, but also the times that they are flying. Many full freighter flights arrive or leave during the night, which means that you need to have your shipments handled at the airport at different times that you might be used to. Also, if you are delivering crates for a full passengers flight, normally you need to deliver to the airline like 5 or 6 hours before. And most of the full freighter flights, they want you to deliver the crates 12 hours before or even longer. And that's the time where you need to ask, where are my crates between delivery and palletization? And when it's palletized, where is the pallet stored between the finishing of the palletization and the aircraft departure? And also, if you have a courier on board, where is the courier going to be? Does he or she have to wait somewhere in the cargo shed? Is there a hotel being booked? How much time is there for that courier to wait? Also, the airports which full freighters use can be less known airports. Nowadays in Europe, Liège is growing very much as a cargo airport, and it's a little bit further away than the other airports. So when you're using a full freighter flight, you need to see to which destination it flies to and from to see how much the trucking is between the airport and your final destination. So in other words, full freighters have a different dynamic in art handling, in the handling of the cargo and the bookings, which you'd like to know before you're using one of those flights. I made here a small map of Europe with the most common used cities with airlines. Amsterdam, where we have, besides KLM, also Kalita Airlines. Frankfurt, where you have the Lufthansa freighter and the Airbridge cargo freighter. Luxembourg, probably most people know from Cargolux. Brussels, who has an Asiana flight, which flies from New York into Brussels, but they don't go back. They continue to Korea. And then we've got the Air France flight from Paris to Chicago and Houston, but Air France is reducing their cargo flights, their cargo aircraft, so you're most probably going to use the Luxembourg or Liège airport. I did not mention Milan here, but Milan has some freighters as well. You heard me say a couple of times Liège and Cal Cargo Airlines, so I thought I'll talk briefly about Liège and Cal because they are being more and more used. Liège has Cal on the airport flying to New York and Atlanta, but they are adding American cities in the near future. Chicago will be added next year. Singapore Airlines arrived there from Los Angeles. So you see that we are using more and more the airport of Liège. Our sister company, Mobil, have opened an office over there because we feel it's necessary to be at the airport for making the bookings, but also when the cargo is being handled, you need to have your presence over there. For a few seconds, let me go back for people who have here, around here is Liège, which is 1.5 hour away from Luxembourg, 1.5 hour away from Brussels, around 4 hours away from Amsterdam, 5 hours away from Frankfurt. So we've got kind of idea where the aircraft comes. And then couriers. Couriers on board of full freighter flights are possible, as I said, but they've got different routings and a different way of working on that. If a courier arrives at the airport, it needs to go with the crew through customs. And you need to find out before you're going to have a courier on board where the courier will be met by the agent's supervisor, because the location may be different at the airport. Make sure, please, that if you come from America and you take a mobile phone with you, that the mobile phone is working in Europe as well, so we can easily locate the courier to collect them. So that's about routing of the courier at the airport. Can the courier go easily to the cargo area? There are some airports where they need to go through a safety security, like you're used to a passenger's flight, before you can go to the cargo area. What kind of documents do you need for your courier? The courier needs to buy a ticket for the full freighter flight. Courier needs to have a passport, of course, but many airlines also require beforehand documents which needs to be filled in and sent to the airline before the courier is allowed. And it may be that that document must be sent to the airline a few weeks before. So if you've done that, you cannot change your courier anymore. And very important, how many couriers are allowed on board of the freighter aircrafts? And that depends per airline. Most of the time, two or three. Air France accepts one courier per aerobill. But your art shipment is not the only shipment which can be couriered. These full freighter flights often have horse shipments as well, and with horses there are grooms which also take up a seat. And if the flight is full with couriers and there are horses, the horse grooms have more important to go with the flight than the art courier. So your agent need to check that the courier can board. And the courier is always subject of approval of the captain. Now, I have never experienced that a captain disapproved of the courier being on board, but just for your information, keep it in the back of your mind that the captain still may say, I'm not going to take any passengers for whatever reason. Transport by truck in Europe, and I mentioned it because if you're flying to an airport which you're not used to, it may be further away than the receiving or the shipping institute where you're shipping to, which means longer truck drives. And you need to know what time you're going to arrive, or if the shipment is going back to America, what time you need to collect the crates in the institute. Is the institute able to open before or after office hours that is needed? And if they are not, where are your crates? The crates are going to be loaded in the truck, but is the truck going to stay until it needs to deliver to the airport? All that sort of question you like to ask before you are actually doing the shipment. I made a small remark about road feeder services, which is called RFS. Airlines offered it, and for the people who don't know what is an RFS shipment, for instance, you have a shipment from New York to London. In London, there is no possibility for high crates for flying directly to London, so we get a lot of shipments into Amsterdam, Brussels, Liège for London. And then the airline offers the service that they fly it into, let's say, Brussels, and then they truck it to London. This is not a fine art truck. This is a road feeder service. It can be a soft cover truck. There will be one driver. Couriers cannot drive on that truck. You do not know the routing. You do not know when the crate will be collected and delivered. I strongly advise not to use this service. Yes, if you're using a fine art truck, it will be a little bit more expensive than a road feeder service, but your crate on a fine art truck is safe and you can monitor it all the times. Also remember that the road feeder service of the airline are not climatized. And I made a small remark about trucking to and from the UK, because it's an issue nowadays. Most institutes prefer the trucking through the tunnel. as you might have seen or heard on the news, there are quite some problems in Calais where the refugees try to reach London through the tunnel. That results in long waiting time at the tunnel and also an unsecure time. If there are many refugees, they try to climb on the truck to get a lift to London. It changes day by day, so better check with your agents which service you are going to use, but you might reconsider the ferry. And then if you use the ferry, you'd like to know what time is your shipment arriving at the airport and what time is the ferry leaving, and where does the truck stay until you board the ferry. But this situation can change on a day-to-day basis, so you better check that with your agent when you finally have that shipment. Then I made a very small remark about the Middle East. We see a growing number of art shipments going to and from the Far East. And I'd just like to point out that from America and from Europe, there are many cargo flights going to that destination. Having said all this, I thank you for listening. And I don't know if you've got any questions.